Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. A few years ago now, back when we had toddlers of our own, when we lived in Jerusalem, the holy city, my husband Colin and I sought to teach them the most important things we could think of. And so if they needed to get my attention, they would sing out a la Queen in a Bohemian Rhapsody, Mama, ooh. Or to ask for help, like in Star Wars, they would say, help me, Mama or Dada, you're my only hope. And because Hamilton was so popular at the time, if we asked them what time it is, they would say, showtime. That was the snippet they got to watch. And then this, my wedding ring, we decided to call my precious. And so imagine these little hands saying, no, my precious. It was a riot. But my favorite thing that we taught them was reserved for when we were out of the house, out and about, usually in the oldest part of Jerusalem, the old city. And when you visit the old city of Jerusalem, you step back in time, you step out of time. The streets are labyrinthine, they curve in and out. The cobblestones are ancient and well-worn. Neighborhoods are tucked into other neighborhoods, and holiness is stacked atop other holiness. It's where the faithful of Jerusalem have lived through millennia and long before. Pilgrims have walked the Via Dolorosa, the way of the cross, the path of Jesus. People have flocked to be in the shadow of the gold-gilded dome of the rock that rises above the ancient Wailing Wall, the only remnant of the Jewish temple. In these ancient and holy and old places, we would often see those two-wheeled, self-balancing personal transporter devices we know as Segways, scooting around the old city. They were so out of time and out of place. And so, to teach our kids right, we would say, look, the circus is in town. So that even to this day, they don't call them Segways. They say, Mom, look, the circus is in town. This is all to set up a story about trapeze artists and circus, so here we go. One of my favorite writers, a Catholic writer, Henry J.M. Nouwen, was a Dutch Catholic priest, a theologian, a professor at Yale, a highly sought-after speaker and preacher, an influential writer. When he died unexpectedly in 1996, he left his final book unfinished on his desk. Though his spiritual writings were immensely popular, he thought his last book would be his most important, and it was about a circus. More specifically, a troupe of trapeze artists. You see, he saw them one day, and he marveled at their freedom, how they flew through the air. He worried at their failure and sensed their deep risk, but nevertheless, their flying enraptured him. And so this well-known and deeply regarded priest began to follow the circus around and became very good friends with the trapeze artists. One day, as he was sitting with the leader of the troupe in his caravan talking about flying, the leader said this, "As a flyer, I must have complete trust in my catcher. The public might think that I am the great star of the trapeze, but the real star is my catcher. He has to be there for me with split-second precision and grab me out of the air as I come to him in the long jump. The secret," he says, "is that the flyer does nothing at all, and the catcher does everything. When I fly, I simply have to stretch out my arms and my hands and wait for the catcher to catch me and pull me safely over the apron behind the catch bar. A flyer must fly, and a catcher must catch. And the flyer must trust with outstretched arms that his catcher will be there for him. Simeon knew what it meant to be caught. He was a devout and a righteous man who was seeking the consolation, the comfort of Israel. And he trusted God. Even his name, Simeon, means he has heard. And it harkens back to this foundational statement of faith for the Jewish people. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord alone. It's called the Shema. It's this faith that Jesus was born into, a faith that Simeon shared. And so Simeon listened. Simeon heard that he would live to see the Messiah in his lifetime. Before he would die, he would see him. And so day after day, guided by the Holy Spirit, Simeon paved the way from his home in the old city to the temple to offer prayers, to look for the Messiah, to seek consolation. This word that is used to talk about consolation is a word we find in other pieces of the Bible, most notably in Isaiah 40, where the prophet writes, "Comfort, O comfort my people." It's a word that is used for repentance, for trust, for hope, of turning to the one who can bring comfort. It's also used in John's gospel to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit, the one who helps us, who advocates for us. Simeon was looking for the comfort and the help, the consolation of Israel. And he was looking for it because he could not find it. He could not see it. Until one day, when a man and a woman and a baby entered the temple to dedicate a child, Jesus and Mary and Joseph. Here in this tiny child, Simeon found what he was looking for, the consolation of God for all his people, for all people. This child was it, the Messiah. And so taking the child Jesus in his arms, Simeon praised God. And another woman, old in age, Anna, she came too and began to praise God and speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Israel and Jerusalem. And Simeon offered these words, "Lord, let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. So let your servant go in peace." Let your servant go in peace. A flyer must fly, and a catcher must catch. The flyer must trust with outstretched arms that his catcher will be there for him. And so when the trapeze swinger said this, the words of Jesus flashed through this writer's mind. "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Simeon's words ring out here too. "Let your servant go in peace." These words are offered here. These words are offered for the end of one's day. They are offered at the end of a year. They're offered at the end of a life. They are not words of weariness or defeat or words of giving up, nor are they words of resolution and trying harder. They are simple words of trust. Words for us who stand at the edge of a year and look into a new one. For those of us who are standing at the edge of grief and loss and life. For all of us who are looking for consolation, it has come in a child, born for us and to us. A child we could nestle close to our hearts and sing in praise of the God who catches us, who catches all in this life and the next. "Don't be afraid," Henry Nouwen wrote among his final papers. "Remember that you are the beloved child of God. God will be there for you when you make your long jump. Don't try to grab him. He will grab you. Just stretch out your arms and your hands and trust. Trust. Trust." Amen.